market leadership this year is very concentrated on one side. This was something we talked about a little bit earlier in our broadcast. Matt Etter is president at Signet Financial Management, based in Parsippany, New Jersey, in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker studio. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you for having us in.
It's an interesting market environment. Are you getting calls from investors saying, hey, what's going on?
Well, not really. Not a lot of phone calls. It is a rather interesting market environment. Today, you've seen the IMF come out and talk about a slowdown possibly in global rates. You've seen trade tariff talk go back and forth. But what you've seen really over the last few months, going back a little bit further, is really a huge swing between value and growth companies. Currently, it's probably around 10%. It was up to about 13% where you would see the value companies underperforming growth companies. So today, we're not surprised by this. You know, we've kind of expected a rotation out of it. I think when you dig down a little bit further into the growth companies, that's really what people need to focus on. Historically, our firm looks at multiple factors to determine on what type of companies we want to put in, whether that's profitability and safety and value components and growth components.
Right.
But what we've seen this year really is a leadership that's come out of purely one factor inside of a growth component. You've seen really high revenue companies that are really driving returns. So companies have lots of sales.
Is it just FANG that we're talking about or no?
No, it's not just FANG. It's really about the top 50 companies that have top revenue growth. Now, historically speaking, we've seen this type of trend before. We saw it back in the early 60s. Mm-hmm. Where you would run through a period of time, it was about 4 years there where you saw these top-line revenue growers dominate the market. But then the next 35 years was dominated by much more of a multiple-factor approach to the market.
Why are we – is this just a cyclical part nature of the market, or why does this happen?
That's a great question. I don't know if I would say it's cyclical. I think you're looking more at trade tariffs at this particular juncture.
Okay.
So this is something that comes into play. So if you think about trade tariffs from what you hear, more of the herd mentality that we're going to get into a recession because of that,
right.
What you're going to find is that people are going to want to go and buy companies that are going to have some type of sales. Now, whether those companies are discounting sales at 30% or 50% off still shows that they had a sale. That doesn't really mesh real well in a long-term time frame.
Right.
So for our clients, we want to focus on really good value, really good profitability with the company, free cash flow. So when constructing a portfolio for clients, these are things that we think are most important.
Well, it just got easier to find value today, certainly on the yeah. equity side of
it
things.
It certainly has. In fact, there's some really good places to look at. So this rotation is not, we've seen the rotation here recently. We've dropped 3 or 4% between that value growth dynamic. And today you can really go out and pick up some really good companies that we think are going to have a nice 3 to 5 year window of growth.
Well, tell me, Matt, because one day does not make a trend, but you did mention kind of what we've been seeing over the last couple of weeks or so, or a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Is this a day where you've been out there buying?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We've been rebalancing portfolios for some of our clients. We've gone through, we run multiple different types of strategies for clients. We manage all kinds of different assets, whether it's
right.
retirement or endowment or individual type of money. So yes, we've been buying.
And I know you're doing things regularly, but I mean, is today a kind of different day where you wake up and say, okay, I'm going to be a little bit busier
yes,
today?
Yes, we have been buying in today's drop. So there are some, we already thought really good value plays in the market, and we wanted to add more into those positions.
Give me an idea of what you've been buying. I know there's a couple of names that you came in to talk about, Alibaba and Jazz. Are these names that you've been buying today?
Yes. Yeah, and this is something that we find that's important when looking at companies. Again, multiple factors are what we think in the long run drive good returns. So when you take a company like Alibaba, here's a company that's got great growth potential. It's on sale. It's down 30%+, maybe even a little bit more after today's move in the market. So when we're going to go to invest our clients' money, we're looking for that type of value in a particular company that has a well-diversified multiple factor type of an approach.
Right.
So this is really critical for us to add into it. I think when you think of Alibaba, think of a company that pretty much has 600 million different viewers utilizing their products. So this is something where we can pick it up at 30% off. That's great. When we do resolve the trade war, and it will be resolved, I think President Trump's talked about this multiple times in the last few days about coming out and saying, hey, they're ready to make a deal with us. The question is are we ready to make a deal with them? But when that happens, this is where you'll start to see some more value from some of these companies that have been beaten up come back into play.
Does it even matter to Alibaba in that the bulk of their revenues is done within China? So does the trade you know, back and forth really matter in the long run?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely it matters. But their bulk of business, although maybe done in China, is across multiple facets. So Alibaba is kind of like Visa and Amazon, and they're looking to go into all kinds of different areas to expand their business.
And there's a lot of B2B with them, right?
Yes, and that's the thing that you want to look at. And this is the same thing that Bob is doing with their companies, how we construct portfolios. We use a multiple-factor approach, as I mentioned, but we buy 30 or 40 companies to get different revenue streams coming from multiple places to alleviate a lot of risk. And that's what Alibaba is looking to do.
Why are the ADRs down though? They're down about 20% so far this year. I mean, it's down about a 6% decline today. Is it the currency factor?
Well, currency and trade tariffs. I mean, that's what the talk has been. There's concern and there's fear. It's you know, in the market, things get overblown from one side to the other, and then they recuperate. So I think as we move through here and start to work out a deal with China, you'll start to see some more stabilization come into that particular area. However, let me just speak again to the IMF and global talk today about markets slowing down from a growth perspective.
Because I do worry about China, whether or not we're missing. I know the government's there and they've got some deep pockets where they can really boost and support things.
That's
still, I wonder if there's something more going on in China that we should be focusing on.
Well, and that's the thing. One or two or three or five stocks aren't going to make your portfolio. But if you can go and find really good, strong value companies, you should expect volatility. That's what stocks bring to the table. In the long run, they've done very well. But again, keep in mind when you're looking at a company like Alibaba or any company for that particular matter, you don't want to follow on just one characteristic that a company just has one thing that's working well. You want a broad-based, stable company that's looking good for the next 3 to 5 years. Alibaba projected returns are 35% annualized over the next 3 years, trading at a PE to 25. Who doesn't like that?
I'm just going to say if you're focusing on one factor, you shouldn't be in the market.
That is correct. You should be looking to call me and get some help.
Matt Etter, president at Signet Financial Management, right? In that case, actually, just put it under the mattress because if you really aren't looking at more things.
Yep.
He's based in Parsippany in our Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studio.
Thanks for listening to Bloomberg Business Week. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Bloomberg.com. You can also listen to our radio show every weekday at 2 p.m. Eastern only on Bloomberg Radio.